This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has postponed a trip to Ukraine so he can focus on the situation in Iraq. In a statement Wednesday, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said Pompeo put off the trip to Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Cyprus because he was needed in Washington to monitor ongoing developments in Iraq. Ortega said the trip would be rescheduled in the near future, and in her words, the secretary looks forward to the trip at that time. Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad Wednesday as a second day of protests, even as Tehran and Washington traded threats. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That's Matthew LaRotunda reporting. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The toll to life and property keeps rising in Australia's devastating bushfires. As Julian Satterthwaite reports, at least 17 people are confirmed dead and hundreds of homes have been destroyed.
Police say around 200 homes have been destroyed, but caution that's an early estimate. Wednesday brought cooler conditions and a little respite. But there are still more than 100 blazes in the state of New South Wales alone. Overnight, thousands of Australians took refuge on beaches and in small boats to escape the inferno on land. Navy ships and helicopters are being brought in to help with supplies and evacuations. Now any relief from the fires may be temporary. By Saturday, officials expect a return to the scorching weather that created the tinder-dry conditions.
That's Julian Satterthwaite reporting. Hong Kong welcomed the new year with protests spilling into the streets on New Year's Eve and thousands of protesters marching across the city on New Year's Day. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Wednesday's march was approved by the police and called on authorities to respond to protesters' demands after more than 6 months of pro-democracy protests. There's been no rest for the protesters during the New Year's Eve celebrations. Last night, Hong Kong's main fireworks display was cancelled by the government, citing security concerns. Instead, a light show took its place. Overnight, some protesters briefly blocked part of the city before fleeing when police fired tear gas and rubber bullets and made several arrests. Nearly 6,500 people have been arrested since the protests began in June.
That's Libby Hogan reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. AP's Shelley Adler reports Kim also warned of an unspecified shocking action if the United States does not soften its stance in talks.
From the Christmas gift that hasn't happened, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned of unspecified shocking action. That's after expressing deep frustration over stalled nuclear talks. He also said that his country will soon reveal a new strategic weapon to the world as it bolsters its nuclear deterrent in the face of what he called gangster-like U.S. pressure. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, appearing on Fox News Channel's special report Tuesday, says he's still focusing on diplomacy.
We're hopeful that Chairman Kim will make the right decision. He'll choose peace and prosperity over conflict and war.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.